Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, and welcome to Marty Oakley TS Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 152 and counting. I want to welcome everybody aboard. It was all closed down last week because of the Hurricane Irma in Florida, and I'll tell you what, it was something else out there. I mean, it was a nightmare, and a lot of people are still without homes and electric and property. I mean, it's just so sad and heartbreaking, everybody. And I've been through it with, you know, just lucked out, felt blessed, and thank you. There was zero damage to the house, and the power was off under 24 hours. So please keep praying for these victims, all these people and animals from the Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. And we say prayers for all the people that's in Hurricane Maria's path. I mean, this is something else. And there's an earthquake in Mexico. So please keep saying your prayers because it is very active out there. And again, give them hope. And this teamwork down here in Florida was incredible. That's what it takes to see changes made. And positive changes made, because that's what it takes, all of us coming together and doing our part for the ones in need. That's because the true humanity shows the true colors when catastrophic damages are done in this world. I mean, we come together as one and do our part, and, you know, for the humans and the animals, because this is not the first hurricane and it's not going to be the last. So everybody keep, you know, all of us in your prayers and everything, because it's very serious out there. And there's a lot of people, lift them up, you know, bring them up off the ground and put a smile to their face, because they're going through some total devastation. I want to go ahead and give a big, huge thank you out there to Florida Power and Light and all the companies that has come down the Florida cruise that has helped out so much. I mean, 15 million people out of power from the time it hit. And you know, the police that was there, the doing their jobs, risking their lives, the medical staff. I mean, this list of first responders, the National Guard, the Army. I mean, this is everybody coming together, coming out of everywhere, even for Hurricane Harvey. I mean, it's just amazing how much we can all do together when we join together as one and just do our part. Please give them hope and lift them up by doing whatever you can. But I want to go ahead. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the host for Voices Carry for Animals. And I want to just go over a couple things before we get started here. The Voices Carry for Animals is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online. And if you please visit the PPJ Gazette online, and, you know, if you press follow, it's right under the blog stats. Every time a new podcast, an article is up, you'll get notified in your primary email. And you could also share at the bottom of the article, Facebook, LinkedIn, WordPress. I mean, this list is huge. And also on Blog Talk Radio, you can also push a reminder to let you know a podcast is coming up. And also, if you follow on the right across from Marty Oakley's name, that will also be delivered to your primary email. All shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to go back and listen to them, because I've had so many amazing shows and former guests, and I can't thank them enough. And I always invite them back, because the more exposure, the better out there, everybody. You know, the more of us come together and take that action, do what's right out there for the animals, you know, the elderly, the children, because they are voiceless, helpless, innocent, and defenseless. They can't defend for themselves. So please fight for them. Stand up for what is right. Taking action is not that difficult. It's not like, I mean, you know, asking you to jog around the block three times or anything like that. You know, so let's all do our part. And I'm going to give you a number to the to find your state representatives and senators. That area code is 202-224-3121. Now, this number, area code 202-224-3121, you can call it 24/7 during business hours. You can, you know, you probably won't get through to them, but you can leave a message. And after hours, you can leave a voice message on their voicemail. And please do your part, everybody, because let them hear from you. We all go out and vote. You know, we get rush out there. Get to know them. You know, write them, email them, call them, fax them. You know, whatever you can do to get your voice out there, because your voices do matter. All of our voices do. So do your part. I mean, it's just taking action is the key to unlock the door for all changes to be made. And I want to go ahead and get with the guest. One of the guests here has been on the show before with Sam Wincup. Her name is Mary Ann Holm. She's the campaign coordinator for Lucy's Edmonton Advocates Project, and that's called LEAP. And I'm going to have a new guest on tonight, Nadia Farhat. She's the page administrator. We have a very serious issue here with Lucy the elephant. She has been at the Edmonton Valley Zoo for 40 years and turns 42 this year. This is an ominous milestone, as zoo elephants rarely survive to their mid-40s. Lucy suffers from a number of zoo-induced ailments, which will shorten her life expectancy. She has no other elephant companions, which is considered cruel by elephant experts due to the highly complex social needs. The harsh Edmonton climate is detrimental to her health and painful for her ongoing arthritis and foot disease. Lucy lives in a tiny concrete cell and is only allowed outdoors for short, controlled walks, weather permitting, which meant many days she never gets out at all. Ladies and gentlemen, this elephant, she is somebody. All lives matter, including the animals. And she's suffering, and we need to get her out. It's been a long fight. I mean, it's Bob Barker's been involved with this, and so has many other celebrities. I mean, it's just something else how she has to stay here and suffer, and they can't release her. But I'm going to bring on my first guest, Mary Ann, and I want to welcome her back to Voices Caring for Animals. And one other thing, we're going to take calls the last half hour of the show. The area code is 917-388-4520. Press 1 to speak. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background. TVs, radios, conversations, you're more welcome to come on board. I want to go ahead with this. Mary Ann, welcome back to Voices Care for Animals. How are you doing this evening? Go right ahead. You're live and on the air.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for having me back again. I'm doing great. Things are good here in Edmonton. We had a bit of a snowfall today, which was a little early for us, but I guess it's time to prepare for winter coming. Sadly, for Lucy, this is not a climate she should be living in, so I don't know how well prepared she is for winter, because as you know, elephants are not equipped to live in this climate and certainly don't have the ability to put on a warm winter jacket when the cold weather hits.
Yeah, that's sad. It is snowing. It's September 19th, and it's snowing up there already. This weather is something else, and it is just, It's like it's not safe anywhere. You're going to experience some kind of bad weather. But you was back on Voices Care for Animals number 122 with Sam Wincup. She's awesome too, also, and had a great show. And everybody, if you want to listen to go back to that archive show, you can. But you want to tell the audience just right, kind of rephrase their memory, or for the ones that didn't hear it, what's going on with Lucy the elephant up in Canada? Go right ahead. Go ahead.
Well, as you mentioned, Debbie, did a nice little summary there of Lucy's situation. She's been here since 1977, and she arrived in Edmonton after being sold to our zoo via the Pinnawala Elephant Orphanage in Sri Lanka. So just since the age of two, she's been trapped here in Edmonton. Most of that time, she's been living alone. And if you could see the enclosure that she lives in, the environment, it's pretty disturbing and has garnered a lot of attention worldwide. There are people throughout the world that are fighting for Lucy and are actually appalled that this elephant continues to live as she does here in Edmonton. And we're really grateful for all the support we've had across the globe. But sadly, here locally, we fight hard every day to try and spread awareness and to change perceptions. The zoo and the city have done quite a stellar job of actually misleading the citizens here in Edmonton. And many people feel that Lucy's doing just fine here and also are under the mistaken impression that Lucy is an old elephant. And as you mentioned, she's 42 years old this year. And while that is getting on the older side for a zoo elephant, because they do die prematurely in zoos, she's certainly not an old elephant by any stretch. And as we follow elephants throughout the world, we see that elephants much older than Lucy and sicker than Lucy are routinely moved across countries. I personally have seen it myself volunteering at an Asian elephant sanctuary. They will accept elephants up to 80 years old, and elephants can live as long as humans. But, of course, they have to be living in the appropriate conditions for an elephant, one of which is not the cold northern climate of Edmonton, Alberta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like I've had several shows with, you know, about Nosy the elephant. And she needs to be released to a sanctuary. I mean, this is, what, a six-year fight just to get her to a sanctuary? And then how long is it been a fight for Lucy?
Well, formally, I'd say that the battle's been waging for almost 10 years.
Wow.
There were many groups that came before us, and ZooTech, which is an international animal welfare group, has been sort of the front runner on Lucy's campaign, which dates back well into the late, around 2009 or so, and even sooner, that they've been fighting for Lucy's release. In addition, there's been another local group here, Voice for Animals, who has also fought the battle. And us at LEAP, Lucy's Edmonton Advocates Project, are kind of the new kids on the block. In addition, groups like PETA, the Born Free Foundation, In Defense of Animals, have also tried to take up Lucy's cause. And, you know, year after year, she remains here, and we keep fighting the good fight. But unfortunately, we haven't been able to get through to the zoo, which is owned by our city, the city of Edmonton. And now Lucy remains as the only elephant left in an Edmonton or in a Canadian city zoo. So in years gone by, there were zoos in other cities in Canada. But over time, they've sort of come to their senses and done the right thing and transferred their elephants south. And here we sit in Edmonton fighting to try and save this one elephant. And sadly, the citizens here in Edmonton seem very attached to the idea of keeping Lucy here, claim to love Lucy, claim to feel that Lucy's doing just fine here in Edmonton, when in fact we know differently. Unfortunately, many citizens aren't taking the time to educate themselves about an elephant's needs and what the issues are that are facing Lucy, and just believe the rhetoric that's been very well spread by the zoo and even our local politicians, our city council and mayor. The city council here in Edmonton have all the power to determine Lucy's fate, since the zoo is owned by the city, and they are reluctant to listen to any of us who try and advocate on Lucy's behalf.
Thank you for everything that you're doing and not giving up, because she deserves, just like Nosy and Billy the elephant out in California. I mean, there's so many of them out there. They're not alone, but it's just so, you know, it's like these people have got to put themselves, I always say, put yourself in their paws or their feet or whatever, and see how they feel. They can see, they have feelings, they suffer pain, just like we do. They just speak in another language. And they're gentle giants. You know, they don't bother nobody. They deserve, you know, to live freely, freedom and, you know, compassion and love and care, and just live out there in the wild and let them be themselves instead of, I call it animal slavery, okay? Animal bullying.
Yeah.
In the first degree front lines. I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, I just posted something on my Facebook wall about the bulls out, you know, in Spain and everything, how they're treated. And there was a big protest, I mean, huge, out there to stop it. And I want to thank all of them activists out there for doing that, because you look at all the different angles and how many issues there are. It's overwhelming on how a lot of these animals are getting treated. They don't need to be treated like that. You know, we're all on this earth temporarily, humans and animals, and we got to make the best of it. You know, show them compassion and let them live freely, live in peace and happiness, not just, you know, something they have no choice in the matter. That, you know, just like Lucy and Nosy, they have no choice. They are forced into what something they really don't want to get into, you know, the performing and look at the pain that they're going through. They got to put themselves in there, you know, look at them, say, hey, they're in pain. Let them go. What is the big issue here? Why can't you
and
let them retire? Yeah.
It's
go ahead.
Very obvious when you look. We also follow Nosy's campaign and work alongside Nosy's group, who are fighting a similar battle as we are. And all it takes is to look at a video of Nosy or look at a video of Lucy, look in their eyes, and you can see the pain, you can see the suffering, you can see the sadness. And it's just beyond me why the people that buy tickets to, you know, the Edmonton Valley Zoo, or those people that decide to jump on Nosy's back for an elephant ride when she's clearly limping, just don't see it. And thankfully, you know, people are becoming more aware, and programs like this and, of course, social media has been invaluable spreading the word and educating people about how wrong it is to be using any animal, but these elephants in the manner that they have, and simply treated as a cash cow to make money to line somebody else's pocket with no consideration for the sentient beings that they are and the vast intelligence that elephants possess. I mean, they must go crazy inside their heads living as they do when they don't even have an opportunity to act like an elephant should.
Yeah, it's mental, and you know, mental suffering that they're going through. You know, you can just see. I've seen so many horrific photos and videos. Some of them I can't finish watching, and I'm looking at it, and it doesn't make me stop. It makes me more angry to fight stronger. You know, I can't make no change within myself, but thousands of me, you know, like me, can, stepping up to the plate and doing something. It's better than just, you know, looking the other way, letting it walk past you, you know, and ignore it. Because animals should not be ignored or swept under the carpet. Their animal rights should be granted, not denied. And these animals, it's just like all these, because I stand up for all of them, Marianne. And all these shows, I mean, I learn more and more each show what's going on. And it just, I'm shocked. I mean, I can't believe all the stuff that's going on out there, and it needs attention and focused on. And, you know, just like with these hurricanes, it was so meaningful and powerful to see these, you know, rescue teams and everything out there saving them. I thought that was wonderful. I mean, just taking the time, hey, these lives matter. And, you know, that's what these, you know, within the zoos and stuff, they have to live in there. And just like Lucy, she's in there, she's in pain, and she's suffering. Now, something's got to give here. This is frontline cruelty, and, you know, front lines, and it's not right. And you want to give the audience out there your website, and I want to thank you for promoting this show on your website. Thank you so much. You and Sam and Nadia, thank you. It's awesome. And on your Facebook page. Go right ahead.
You're welcome. We're happy to do so, and glad that you're helping us lend a voice to Lucy and all the other animals out there that need our voices to speak for them, because they can't speak for themselves. You can find LEAP, Lucy's Edmonton Advocates Project, on the internet at www.leapforlucy.com. And we also have a Facebook group. If you search Lucy's Edmonton Advocates Project, you will bring up a link to our group, and you just have to ask to join. And that's how you find us up here in Edmonton.
That's great. And could you tell the audience how, because when I posted the article on the PPJ Gazette, everybody, you want to check it out, because all the links are there for the Facebook page and the website and everything. But December 8th of this year, they will finally get before a judge on this issue. And that was dated May 4th of 2017 via ZooCheck. So what can, you know, all we do, all of us out there can do to help bring Lucy to freedom and justice? How can we all pitch in?
Right, well, in. Certainly spreading the word, as you're doing, and spreading the word on social media, sharing our posts on our Facebook group, also sharing our website with others, just getting the word out, it would be very valuable. And yes, you mentioned the lawsuit, and we're very hopeful that the lawsuit will bring something, some change for Lucy, and grateful to ZooCheck for launching the legal action on Lucy's behalf. Difficult to say how it's going to go, but we anxiously await December for Lucy's first court date. Incidentally, it's not Lucy's first court date. ZooCheck brought legal action a number of years ago as well on Lucy's behalf. But unfortunately, even though it made it all the way to the Alberta Supreme Court, they were not victorious in the end. Although some really important information came from that lawsuit, and one of the three justices spoke out very strongly on Lucy's behalf, and basically stating that all animals have a right to have their voices heard and to, you know, be considered just as important as human beings, as they are feeling, thinking, intelligent creatures. And this judge very eloquently wrote a 20-page, I believe it was, write-up following the case, supporting Lucy and the efforts to try and free Lucy. So ZooCheck, thank God, continues to not give up on her and is now back in the courts again as of December, and this time targeting the provincial government. It's actually our province of Alberta that sets the zoo standards for all jurisdictions within Alberta and all zoos. So there are Alberta Zoo standards, and every year our provincial government continues to grant a zoo permit to the Edmonton Valley Zoo, despite the fact that there are many glaring violations of the Alberta Zoo standards with regards to Lucy. So ZooCheck is bringing legal action against our provincial government for not upholding those zoo standards and continuing to grant Lucy's permit to remain here in Edmonton despite these violations that have been ongoing for the entire time that Lucy's been here.
Mm. And you want to stay online air there, Marianne. I'm going to go ahead and bring the other guest, Nadia, on, introduce her so you can just stay online, okay, on air.
Yes.
Welcome to Voices, TS Radio, Voices Care for Animals, Nadia. How are you doing this evening? We got Nadia.
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Everything you're doing. Because we can't give up. Almost 10 years, that's a long time fight. And for what's right, she needs to be released. I mean, it's just obvious. And everybody out there, whatever you can do, pass their website, you know, www.leapforlucy.com, their Facebook pages, they're on Twitter, you know, Friends of Lucy, and Leap. I mean, whatever you can do, press that share button. Because that like button doesn't do any justice, you know, it just doesn't. And when it gets out there in the social media, that's taking action out there, you know. If you see animal abuse, child abuse, elder abuse, report it. Don't look the other way. Don't close your eyes, please, because that you could help save a life, and that means so much. And that's what Lucy needs. That's what Nosy, the elephant, needs. Billy, the elephant. There's this huge list that we could bring on. You know, if you don't like the videos, the horrific videos and the photos, do something about it. Help these animals out, please, because they need us. They need us now, not, you know, next week, not next year, you know, 10 years from now. They need our attention now. Focus on the problems and fix them, not just let them prevail. But, Nadia, like I said, I can't thank you enough for what you're doing. You're the page administrator for Lucy's Edmonton Advocates Project. You want to tell us, you know, what you're doing for Lucy and how it's going and everything. Go right ahead. You're live and on air.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I mean, I'm one of very many small cogs in the machine that is trying to get Lucy to sanctuary. I'm born and raised Edmontonian. It's so disappointing to see that as a capital city, we just don't take any pride in the fact that our zoo is ranked horribly globally for animal welfare, and we still just want to turn a blind eye because it's hard to admit when it's happening in your own backyard. I'm approaching 30, and I remember hearing Lucy's cause when I was in elementary school, and, you know, again in junior high when Bob Barker came out and tried to get her out, and we all just kind of brushed this poor animal under the rug and just assumed that it's okay to let her die here after so many years of suffering, and it's pretty heartbreaking, but hopefully we can make some change for her before it's too late.
I hope so. I mean, I just hope she gets to see freedom. You know, I was checking out, you know, Barbara Levette's been on here several times also for SaveNosyNow.org. Everybody, please visit her page. But I seen some teamwork going on, you know, with Barbara and Robin Verturli. They was posting Lucy's, you know, show on their pages and groups and everything. Teamwork does matter. I thought that was so inspiring, you know, helping each other out, let the, you know, groups cross over and help out and listen, just like audiences. But I thought that was amazing, and I know you did that the same when Barbara was on air, you know, for Nosy. I mean, that's teamwork. Thank you. Thank you so much. So meaningful. You know, because they deserve it. They deserve our attention.
But yes.
I mean, it's amazing, you know, what you can do. The more of us come together as one, just like you see on these hurricanes, you know, for Harvey and also Irma. I mean, the teamwork out there, they're out there making a huge difference just by coming together, you know, not just sitting there and watching the problem get worse. They're doing something now and getting you know, if we had that many people going towards all these issues for the animals, we would have these things, I mean, done deal, victory after victory after victory. And that's what we need, you know, just more. It seems like we have too many issues out there and not enough voices. You know, that's why it takes, you know, some of them take so long, and some can happen next month, you know, different things. But that, just to spread the word with social media, because it's amazing, power of we the people doing something. You know, that's all it takes, and it's not that difficult. Just putting your effort into it and say, hey, I'm not going to wait for the next person to take action. I'm going to do it, you know, right here. And then you'll see results. And what you're doing, Marianne and Nadia, I mean, it's just amazing. You know, you're not giving up, and that's the best thing to do. But you want to go ahead and because I know that December, there's going to be a, you know, decision coming up. And I know you've gotten so close with Lucy. I mean, the bond between humans and animals is amazing if you open your heart to them. Because they build trust in you and faith and become real close. They turn into a loved one, one of your furry loved ones or four-legged loved ones. And they respect you, and it's just amazing. Because these animals deserve dignity and respect. No questions asked. So you want to go ahead and you're the page administrator for LEAP. And your website, I checked your website, the Facebook page and everything. It's great. I mean, information's there. You know, the knowledge. Thank you so much. And I'm going to keep passing. I'm going to keep passing.
I think it's actually quite hilarious. Even if you went to the Edmonton Valley Zoo pages, they contradict themselves and their own information and, you know, common knowledge about elephants and how they live their lives and what is healthy for them. The zoo contradicts itself versus, you know, the information they have posted in front of Lucy's enclosure, if you even want to call it that, versus what they even have on their own website. They basically, in a lot of their own words, acknowledge that they are in no way fit to house this elephant in a healthy manner, either both physically and mentally. I mean, she's got her physical illnesses from living in captivity here, and she's also got a lot of mental, you know, distress. You can see it in the way that she sways, and she doesn't have nearly enough mental stimulus whatsoever in her enclosures. So, It is heartbreaking, and it really bothers me that it doesn't seem like a lot of people that go to the zoo and support it, that they can't see it either. It's when it seems so plain as day
to me and the other people at LEAP.
I mean, you see with front lines what she's going through, and, you know, the years you've been fighting, you know, just like with Nosy, 6 years, and this one's 10. I'm not real sure on Billy, the elephant. But this is so, I mean, it's so injustice for them to go through all this. And it's, you know, it has to be hard on you, both of you. You know you're not going to give up, and please don't give up. And I hope to hear, you know, some good news coming soon, because that's a celebration in itself, you know, and the campaign you got going on, because that's so meaningful. Because she needs to go to a sanctuary. You know, human beings retire. They get up to that age. If God's willing, they get to retire and, you know, go enjoy the rest of their lives and not make them in pain and suffering. And, hey, that's not right. They deserve to live in freedom. It's sickening. I mean, what do you do more? I mean, get a hold of some more celebrities, because Paul McCartney was in on it, PETA. I mean, what else can, you know, make it stronger? Because the more of us that come together, the stronger we become.
We would certainly like to see more celebrities speaking up for Lucy. As you mentioned, we've had Bob Barker, and we've also had William Shatner and Paul McCartney as well. But we certainly are always on the hunt to find more celebrities that will be Lucy's voice. Just to give your listeners an idea of how Lucy lives in a tiny, tiny, tiny concrete enclosure that has no windows. They have painted trees on the walls because I'm certain Lucy's convinced that she's in the wilderness when she looks at the walls. She has a very small yard, just as small as the average backyard here in Edmonton that we all live in. And knowing elephants as they are, they normally roam up to 20 hours per day and are constantly foraging and looking for food and getting a lot of exercise. Lucy doesn't have that ability. When she's not in her enclosure, she is guided around the zoo by two zookeepers that hold bullhooks. And I'm sure many people know what a bullhook is, but it's a circus-style instrument that instills fear in the elephant. And Lucy knows well that that instrument is something she should be afraid of, and consequently, she's a very obedient elephant. At least she is now, but we do worry one day that, you know, with all the pain that she's in from her various zoo-induced conditions, that there is a possibility she could lash out at the general public. And the zoo seems unconcerned with that fact, and they parade Lucy around in and amongst crowds. They exploit Lucy by bringing her to various fundraising activities, selling photo ops to people that are willing to pay. They will even allow for the right amount of money, I believe it's $1,600, someone can actually bring their whole family right into Lucy's enclosure. And we've got photos of that on our pages, and it shows, you know, these people with little babies standing right next to Lucy. And it's frightening. All it would take would be a swipe from Lucy's trunk. Trunks are very powerful and can kill. And should Lucy one day feel that she's had enough, the general public here, zoo-going public, is at risk. They also bring Lucy out to really loud, obnoxious events. They had a Zoo Brew event this summer where people were sampling various local beers and walking around the zoo and, you know, in and amongst the animals. I'm not sure what that type of event really does for conservation of any of these species. They hold a fashion show annually at the zoo, bright lights, loud music. They parade out Lucy and a number of the other animals out. And these are, you know, ticketed events where people pay, you know, fairly good dollars to come to these fundraisers. And they use Lucy and the other animals in order to make money for their they have a charitable side of the zoo called the Valley Zoo Development Society, and they regularly use Lucy. They even held a Pokemon event where people could come into the zoo and play Pokemon on their phones while Lucy's sitting right out there with the general public. So huge risks involved. And then the other thing for Lucy is that in addition to not having any exercise, many months of the year she doesn't even get that daily walk where she's walked around the zoo for, you know, half an hour or so. In the winter months here, which are long, in fact, as I mentioned, we got a bit of snow today here in Edmonton, which is a bit unusual but not unheard of. We can have cold weather for up to 6 months of the year. And on those days, Lucy is confined to her cell. If not, she's paraded around even in the snow and ice, providing it's warmer than minus 20, which is the guideline that the zoo has set for whether Lucy can go outside or not. I personally have been to the zoo numerous times to record Lucy and photograph Lucy for our advocacy purposes, and it's heart-wrenching, especially to see her walking in the snow and ice in winter, knowing that she has arthritis, knowing that she has foot disease, and you can clearly see with each step she takes the pain that she's in as they parade her around the zoo. And despite all of us speaking out, they continue to do so, and they continue to put the public at risk by parading Lucy out like that. Yes, a bullhook is what they use to control her, but if Lucy was to truly become agitated, a bullhook isn't going to do anything if she decided to go on a rampage throughout the zoo, and I would hate to see what the zoo would do under those kind of circumstances. And all of those things aside, one of the most horrific things for Lucy is that she's a solitary elephant. We've all seen elephants from watching documentaries, National Geographic. They are in really tight-knit herds. They are not solitary animals. They need each other for social stimulation. They need the bond of other elephants. And for some reason here in the city, that seems to be lost on the citizens and the zoo, and they feel that Lucy's doing just fine, that she's developed a bond with her zookeepers, and that they are, they've often said, part of the herd, because Lucy is a people elephant. And that's just so frustrating to hear, because, of course, Lucy is somewhat bonded to her keepers. She has no one else. And so, you know, I'm sure they do the best they can to take good care of her, but they are not an elephant, and they are certainly not a substitute for her own species. And I've witnessed it myself. Elephants that have been solitary for many years can easily adapt into an environment with other elephants. The sanctuaries are amazing at integrating solitary elephants into herds. And even if Lucy decided, should she be moved, that she didn't want the company of other elephants, sanctuaries are so large. The two in the United States that are running right now have over 2,000 acres. So an elephant can choose. Do they want to spend time with another elephant, or do they want to go off foraging up the hills or swimming in the streams? Wallowing in the mud, they can make the choices of what they want to do every day. And unfortunately for Lucy, she has all her choices are taken away. Not only no companionship, but she can't choose how she spends her day or where she goes. And if you just observe her, you will see the saddest looking elephant, and you can just see it in her eyes, the distress that she's in. And it's heartbreaking, and it's hard to go and watch. But we do, because we have to. We have to document, you know, her situation and share that with people, because that's how we get more people advocating for Lucy. A video I shot a couple of years ago that appeared in a Dodo article for Lucy garnered so much sympathy for Lucy, because everyone could see it's not appropriate to have an elephant walking around in snow and ice. And you can see in this video, it's about a minute and a half long, and it was really cold that day. It was almost minus 20, so just at the cusp for where they don't allow Lucy outdoors. And she was out walking, and I couldn't help but notice how quickly she flapped her ears, and I knew it wasn't, ear flapping is what's done with elephants quite often in warm climates to kind of fan and cool themselves, but I knew that Lucy was simply just trying to keep her ears warm, and you could see the pain as she stepped, not only, you know, walking on concrete as she does so much, because the zoo only guides her around the concrete paths, and she doesn't really get a chance to just go into the trees. But also on top of that, walking through snow and ice. And it's just absolutely heartbreaking to see.
This is heartbreaking. I mean, it's just so inhumane, and just, you know, you can just, oh, it hurts your heart. I mean, just like, why? Why is she going through this? What excuse? It's profit before animals, or you see a lot of profit before people going on a lot. But then, and I see just doing these shows, and it's just like, what's, you go to the roots of the problem, work your way up, and common sense wins every time. Greed, again, you know, and it's sick.
Yes, exactly.
We can't take the money with us when we die. It's like, you know, money makes the world go round, but there's got to be some compassion here. This is showing no mercy, no compassion whatsoever, and dollar signs, and that's the sickening part of it. You know, so
one pure example of showing a lack of compassion for Lucy is that 2 years ago, Friends of Lucy Group, as well as a bunch of elephant advocates, got together and took up donations to have a custom-made coat designed for Lucy. These coats are similar to what is used in the Asian elephant sanctuaries. And if you can imagine, in places like Thailand, they are concerned for the cold weather for their elephants at night when things cool down. And we're talking, you know, 60 degrees Fahrenheit and below, and they get very concerned about cold stressing the elephants. And they use these coats routinely on those cold nights for their elephants. And so, you know, a group of concerned advocates felt that if anybody needed a coat, it was certainly Lucy, and had a custom coat made and designed for her. And we presented it to the zoo, and I will always remember it was February 14th. It was Valentine's Day, and a few of us showed up at the zoo to present this coat that was, you know, generously donated by caring people, and the zoo flat out rejected that coat. We've never seen it on Lucy, and they made a statement saying that Lucy is fine, she doesn't require the coat, and made promises that they would donate the coat on to another sanctuary, but we've never heard that they've actually donated the coat anywhere, so we suspect it's collecting dust or got thrown in the garbage, and consequently Lucy still walks around the zoo without a coat. Not that a coat would solve the issues, but it certainly might take a little bit of the edge off of the cold for her. And that very simple little comfort was denied to this elephant. And that made quite a stir on social media and actually gained a lot of support for Lucy when that story was published. But still, it hasn't really changed anything for this elephant who mm-hmm. continues to live in this climate that no elephant should live in.
No, and this is so sad and heartbreaking. Okay, if anybody, audience out there, if you would like to call in with any comments or questions for either Marianne or Nadia, please call 917-388-4520, press 1, and I'll let you in. Just try to refrain any noises in the background. And we have we've got an area code 609 here coming in. You're live and on air. Welcome to Voices Care for Animals, number 152. How are you this evening? Right
in. Hi, Debbie. It's Rob. It's Robin Batuli with Save Nosy Now.
Hi, Robin. How are you? I hope you heard I was bringing Nosy up too, all these elephants, and trying to get them help. Yes.
I've been listening.
Thank you.
I've been listening, and I appreciate you bringing up Nosy. She's always on our minds every single day, just like Lucy is with Marianne and Sam and the whole LEAP group. And I just wanted just to call in and you know, express how wonderful it is that everything that you guys are doing for Lucy. It's just amazing. And she's a captive elephant, just like Nosy's captive. She's captive in a zoo. Nosy's captive, you know, as a circus animal, giving rides and performing stupid tricks. And I just wanted to bring up that elephants don't willingly behave or obey. They are beaten with that bull hoof that's a sharp poker-like instrument, heavy and sharp, that they're jabbed with, and they're broken from the time that they're taken into captivity. This is, you know, they don't do this willingly. They want to be with their herds. They want to be in the wild. They need the socialization for their mental health. Nosy stands in her own excrement in a little tiny box of a trailer that she travels around in. And right now, that's where she is. She's out in Indiana or Illinois. We're not really sure where she is right now. We're trying to track her. She might be showing up at a certain festival coming up. But, you know, we've been able to film her in this small little box trailer. She can't move. And she goes, she stands in her own excrement. And this is lethal for an elephant. This is foot rot disease. This is what brings elephants down. And the same thing with Lucy, you know, the foot diseases and the arthritis from the cold weather, this will kill an elephant. And I remember hearing a while ago that the campaign to move her to a sanctuary was turned down because they thought that Lucy would not make the ride, that she was not able to physically be moved because of her condition. Is that true?
Nadia, you want to go ahead with that one?
Sure. That, I mean, while that may be true, we at LEAP really, really doubt that that is the case. At this stage, even though we all believe she could be safely moved to sanctuary with no issues, we've just been campaigning for the last year or so, really pushing that we just want an unbiased vet to come in and assess Lucy. They claim that she has all of these health problems, and yet even though it's a city zoo, and so her, you know, any, like, her vet records, they need to all be public because we're the ones that basically do tax off on the zoo. They claim she has these health issues, but then she has some mysterious respiratory disease that nobody can solve. Nobody has any medication for it. It all just seems like it's more, you know, kind of propaganda to just keep her here until she dies rather than ship her off. And, they, you know, obviously the longer they keep her here, the more money they can get off of her. So while if I had the choice, I'd put her on a truck tomorrow and send her off to, you know, any of the sanctuaries that have agreed to take her. As of right now, our step one has always just been trying to get an unbiased vet to check out Lucy and assess her health and get her the care that she needs. Because as of right now, only vets that are very pro-zoo and, you know, kind of on the pay period, if you want to say, for keeping an elephant in the zoo's pocketbooks have been allowed to assess Lucy. Yeah. It just seems, you know, quite corrupt in that capacity that why not have somebody, if she is as sick as they claim she is, why not have somebody in there that can actually assess her illnesses and make sure that she can healthily make the move or not?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, and that's you know, I wasn't, that's what I was referring to, that they're kind of covering up, you know, the fact that they won't let a vet come in, an outside, you know, vet come in to check her, just like Nosy. You know, that the USDA, you know, leaves it up to the Liebel family to have her checked. And, of course, it's going to be biased, a biased report. And this is what, you know, the elephants are up against. And it's such a shame because they're just wonderful, wonderful animals. And they've been abused for so long, and they're abused in every single country. It's not just, it's the United States, it's Canada, it's Thailand, it's China, you know, being shipped off and the babies stolen from the wild to be supplied to the zoos in China and even, you know, the, it's just a shame. It's a crying shame, and we get so frustrated as advocates. We hit a lot of brick walls, but I'll tell you one thing, Save Nosy Now will never give up on Nosy, ever, ever. And I know you guys at LEAP will never, ever give up on Lucy. And the public needs to know what's going on behind the scenes with these animals, that they're not happy, they're being abused, and you're contributing to that abuse by attending shows, paying for that the elephant. And they have educated because of social media and all the advocacy going on, but we need to do more. We need to keep and never give up. And I wish you, you know, all the luck in December with the court date, and something good has to happen soon.
Yeah, Lucy's certainly running out of time, as was alluded to. Zoo elephants rarely survive past their mid-40s, and now Lucy at 42 is certainly, the clock is ticking, and, you know, we need everybody speaking out. Debbie, I'm wondering if you can post on, included with the links for this radio show, some contact information so that your listeners could reach out and contact our city officials here in Edmonton. We can provide email addresses for our mayor. There's 12 city councillors, and these people hold Lucy's future in their hands. And the more people that reach out and write them about Lucy, certainly can't hurt. And further to the City Hall issue, one thing we've been really involved in with LEAP starting at the beginning of this year is our campaign, which is hashtag put Lucy on the agenda. Actually, put Lucy on agenda. And what we're trying to do is simply have City Council finally allow a discussion about Lucy's future in a public forum where citizens can have input and also hear the evidence they claim to have that supports their position that Lucy wouldn't survive transport. We keep hearing this claim, and they allude to numerous evaluations being done on Lucy that prove that she would not survive transport and she's too sick to be moved. But yet, when we look at her medical records, we see, as Nadia said, only vets from the zoo industry that have examined Lucy, and some other allied health professionals like acupuncturists and physiotherapists have weighed in, but these are employees of the zoo, and they're certainly not species experts and are not necessarily familiar with elephant behaviors and elephant husbandry, but are simply, hired people that the zoo has that perform various treatments on Lucy, but they don't have the qualifications to make this kind of claim. And we've tried to say over and over again that, Lucy needs to be evaluated by experts. Elephants are not the same as a deer or a cow, and many times these vets that are working with Lucy are just general vets, wildlife vets. In the past, Lucy's primary vet was a small animal vet who, for years, looked after dogs and cats. And these are certainly not people that should be weighing in on the future of this elephant, a very unique species with very unique needs. And we need to get some experts in, and by having your listeners write our city and implore them to allow a team of experts to come in and examine Lucy and to, put her on the agenda at City Hall so that we can finally discuss openly what her future is and hear the evidence that they claim they have. They are unwilling to share these assessments that they claim that have been performed on Lucy that corroborate the zoo vet's claims that Lucy wouldn't survive, and yet we see nothing on the medical record, and they refuse to share these reports that they claim that they have. And it's time for some transparency. It's time to hear. I was told from my city councilor that their so-called experts that have examined Lucy are scared to be public, to have their names publicized for fear of reprisal from animal advocates, and that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. They're professionals. They should stand by what they say and put their name to it, and we just want all of that information to be shared publicly.
Okay, and listen, ladies, we're down to a couple minutes here. I really enjoyed the show, Marianne and Nadia, and thank you for calling in, Robin. And if you both email me, or I can find out the contact information to call to action to help out Nosy, the elephant, and Lucy, I will be more than happy to spread it all over social media and do what we need to do. Because that's what's going to have to take place. More voices, and maybe hope some more celebrities jump on board or something. Because together we are stronger when there's more voices out there, going up, stepping up to the plate and everything. I want to thank you, Nadia, and also you, Marianne, and hopefully that I can get you back on before the end of the year. And also you too, Robin and Barb. I'll have you back on, get with you and schedule you. And we can, keep fighting and fighting, not give up, fighting for what is right, for these animals, because they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. I want to thank you all, the audience out there, for tuning in. All you new listeners, I hope you keep coming back and hope you enjoyed this show. Voices Care for Animals is on every Tuesday live. 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 5 o'clock Pacific. Listening worldwide, unlimited listeners. All shows are archived and on Blog Talk Radio. Wednesday night is Debbie Coffey. She is standing up for the horses, awesome advocate. Wild Horse and Burro Radio. Thursdays is Whistleblowers with Marty Oakley. Friday is Vietnam Vets Advocates. We got some hot topics here. Marty needs all of our support. If you can please tune in and listen to what the real world's happening out there. And elder abuse and guardianship abuse on Sunday night. So everyone, thank you. Hope and next week, next Tuesday, we'll have Donna Hughes. She's returning. She's a singer and a writer and everything. So dog chaining during this hurricane. There was a lot of dogs chained out to cars and trees. This is totally uncalled for. Please, if you see any animal out there on a chain that's uncomfortable, distressed for too long, please do something about it. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a nice and peaceful evening, and may God bless you all. And keep the prayers coming for all them hurricanes out there and earthquakes. Good night, everyone, and good night, Robin and Marianne and Nadia. Thank you so much, and stay in touch. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Debbie. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hey, you're so welcome.